我们请来读两处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read two passages in Scripture.
那我们首先来读这个马太福音25章，我们要读14节到30节。
Let's first read Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30.
然后接下来我们还要读路加福音19章11到27节。
And then we'll be reading Luke 19, verses 11 through 27.
那因为时间的关系呢，我读这个马太福音的时候呢，弟兄姊妹，大家就请一起看，然后我们就不用英文读。等我们读路加福音的时候，我们就请弟兄呢用英文带我们读。
So due to time's sake, when we read Matthew, we'll just read it in Chinese, and then when we read the passage in Luke, we'll just read it in English.
好，马太福音25章14节，天国好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给5000，一个给2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。那领5000的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000。那领2000的也照样另赚了2000。但那领1000的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领5000银子的又带着那另外的5000来说，主啊，你交给我5000银子，请看我又赚了5000。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领2000的也来说，主啊，你交给我2000银子，请看我又赚了2000。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领1000的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要聚敛，我就害怕去把你的1000银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要聚敛，就当把我的银子放给月换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回，夺过他这1000来给那有10000的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，没有的连他所有的也要夺过来。要把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
That was Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. Let's now read Luke 19, verses
11 to 27.
Yes. Verse 11, while they were listening to these things, Jesus went on to tell a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately. So he said, a nobleman went to a distant country to receive a kingdom for himself, and then return. And he called 10 of his slaves, and gave them 10 minas, and said to them, do business with this until I come back. But his citizens hated him, and sent a delegation after him, saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. When he returned, after receiving the kingdom, he ordered that these slaves, to whom he had given the money, be called to him, so that he might know what business they had done. The first appeared, saying, Master, your mina has made 10 minas more. And he said to him, Well done, good slave, because you have been faithful in a very little thing. You are to be in authority over 10 cities. The second came, saying, Your mina master has made 5 minas. And he said to him also, And you are to be over 5 cities. Another came, saying, Master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief. For I was afraid of you, because you are an exacting man. You take up what you did not lay down, and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, By your own words I will judge you, you worthless slave. Did you know that I am an exacting man, taking up what I did not lay down, and reaping what I did not sow? Then why did you not put my money in the bank, and having come, I would have collected it with interest? Then he said to the bystanders, Take the mina away from him, and give it to the one who has the 10 minas. And they said to him, Master, he has 10 minas already. I tell you that to everyone who has, more shall be given, but from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. But these enemies of mine, who do not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them in my presence.
好，那我们圣经就先读到这里。开始之前，我们进行一点简短的祷告。
So this will conclude our scripture reading for now. Let's have a short word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，在早晨的在主日的早晨，我们仍然一同靠着你的恩典聚集。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that on the morning of this Lord's Day, that by your grace we can gather together.
当我们来读你宝贵的话语，但愿主你圣灵亲自与我们同在。
That as we read your precious word, may the Holy Spirit be with us.
把你的话解开，让我们能够从你那里得到更多的恩典和勉励。
And give us revelation in words so that we may receive more encouragement and every grace.
我们求你的圣灵与我们众人同在，把那世人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。不管讲的听的我们都能够一同在你面前蒙恩典。
May the Holy Spirit be with us, that the Spirit of wisdom and revelation may speak to each of us who are gathered here.
我们这样祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanks in our Lord's name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们继续来交通关于这个挪亚的日子这一段经文。
Brothers and sisters, today we'll be continuing to share on this passage regarding the days of Noah.
我们前几次交通到这个马太福音24章后半段，讲到挪亚人子来的日子就好像挪亚的日子一样。
We have previously shared on the latter half of Matthew chapter 24, where it says, "For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah."
那当人在洪水之前呢，他们照常过日子，照常吃喝嫁娶的时候，这一个洪水就不知不觉的临到了。
Because in those days before the flood, man was living every day in a way that where they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage, and the flood took them away.
而洪水就这样完全的把他们冲去留下挪亚一家八口。
And the flood took all these people away while preserving the household of Noah.
主耶稣来的日子也是这样。
So the coming of our Lord Jesus will be like the same.
所以主就开始用比喻来对他的门徒讲道。
And so the Lord uses these parables to speak to his disciples.
首先他用比喻讲道在我们的生活这一方面，就是有人在田里耕种取去一个撇下一个，有两个女人推磨取去一个撇下一个，所以主说你们要警醒并且要预备。
So first he tells us to be on the alert and to be prepared, because he talked about there being two men in the field, and one was taken and one was left behind, and that there were two women grinding at the mill, one was taken and one was left behind.
因为我们活在这个世代的环境当中，我们很容易就 随着这一个世代的潮流在过生活，以至于忘记了这一个主再来的这一件重要的事。
Because as we live our lives today, it is very easy to be swept away by the current of the world and forget about what the Lord has told us about His coming again.
而另外主又用一个比喻呢，乃是讲到当门徒们我们一面来说我们是神的儿女，是神儿子宝血重价买赎回来的。
And then the Lord spoke to his disciples saying that on one hand they are children of God who was bought with a precious price.
但是另外一面我们也都是神的仆人，我们侍奉神，我们能够成为君尊的祭司。
But we are also all those who serve God as well, who need to serve God because we are to be built up into this royal priesthood.
所以主当他回来的时候他要我们这一班服侍他的人，蒙拯救的儿女，在神的在主耶稣地上的国度，也就是在教会中，我们有没有忠心的服侍？
So for us, the Lord desires for us to serve Him, especially as we are on this earth today, as we are members of this kingdom, and will He find us faithful?
而这一个服侍呢？乃是神给我们极大的恩典，并且他赐下许多的恩赐，让我们能够借着恩赐还有他的恩典呢，我们在教会中服侍，彼此建立，也叫我们自己能够在生命中长大。
So the Lord has provided us these gifts and also His grace for us to be able to serve each other, to build each other up, serve in the church, and also for our own lives to grow.
那如果我们按着主的心意在教会中服侍忠心，并且有见识，知道神的心意如何，我们将来就要得奖赏。
And so if we serve in a way that is pleasing to Him, one day we will receive the reward.
但是如果我们没有忠心的话，主回来的时候我们就要受主的责罚，并且呢要在黑暗里哀哭切齿。
But if we do not serve faithfully, then one day we will be judged in such a way and be sent to the place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这是在过去24章那里讲到两个比喻，到了25章的时候，主就借着这两个比喻继续的更深入的借着比喻告诉我们。
And so these were the parables that were shared at the end of Matthew 24, and in Matthew 25 the Lord continues to use a parable to illustrate this point.
所以很显然的，主就着我们每一位蒙恩得救的圣徒，在我们的生活，在我们的侍奉上，将来我们都要站在基督的台前来向主陈明出来。
And so it is very evident then that all the saints one day they will appear before Christ and answer to Him.
所以主在25章1到13节他继续讲到，在我们的生活当中我们何等需要向这一个他这里所比喻的十个童女。
And so the Lord in the beginning of chapter 25 speaks of this parable of 10 virgins and teaching us how to prepare.
他借着这个十个童女的比喻呢告诉我们有五个是聪明的，五个是愚拙的。
And in the parable of the 10 virgins,He tells us that there were five prudent virgins and five foolish.
而这五个聪明的呢，是他们准备了灯，有灯呢，并且他们有预备油。
And these five prudent virgins had their lamps prepared and oil prepped for the lamps.
那我们上一次也提到过呢，我们如今在地上生活呢，我们是何等需要 在我们的生命中也预备有。
And last time we talked about how in our lifetimes we also need to prepare this oil.
那到了新约圣经里面就给我们有更多的启示呢，我们如何来预备油，就是按着恩膏的教训，我们能够住在主里面。
And in the New Testament, we receive further revelation as to how to prepare this oil, which is to be anointed under this instruction.
我们与主之间呢，常常有那一个真实的交通，让主的膏油能够管制我们的生活一切。
And so when we have this, this real fellowship with the Lord, this oil is provided to us.
另外今天呢，在侍奉方面呢，主就更多的来在这个点上也来教导我们。
And today, in this matter of service, the Lord continues to teach us.
所以我们刚刚所读的马太福音十四章二十五章呢，十四到三十节呢这一段话，我们就继续来看第二个方面。
So today we will look at the second aspect through this parable from verses 14 to 30 in chapter 25.
那我们去读马太福音25章14节之后这一段话呢，跟路加福音这一段话呢是有不同的地方。
And when we read this parable in Matthew chapter 25, there are some differences between this passage and the passage you read in Luke 19.
所以我们待会呢也要在这个点上多有一些交通。
And so we will have further fellowship on this point later on.
那我们先来看这一个马太福音25章这一段话。
So let's take a look at this passage in Matthew 25.
这一段话呢，弟兄姊妹读的时候，我想能够似乎很直接明白它的意思。
I feel that when brothers and sisters read this passage, they can directly see what it's trying to say.
这里有一个主人呢，他把他的家业都交给他的三个仆人。
There is this master who entrusted his possessions to these three slaves.
那一个呢，给他们五千两银子，一个给两千两，一个人给一千两。
One was given five talents, the other two, and the other one.
并且呢，交给他们之后呢，就离开，往外国去了。
And after he had given these talents to them, he went on his journey.
那圣经告诉我们呢，这零五千两的跟两千两的，他们就随即去做买卖，他们就各赚了五千跟两千。
And the one who had five talents and the one who had two talents went and traded with them, and they earned five more talents for one and two more talents for the other.
而这一个零五千的呢，他没有去做这个买卖，他反而把钱藏在地里，等他的主人回来。
And the one who had the one talent did not go and trade, yet he dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money.
这里的比喻呢，让我们看见这一个家业的主人呢，乃是指着我们的主耶稣基督说的。
And so we can see from this passage that this master represents our Lord.
他当主从死里复活之后他在地上与门徒同在40天。
After the Lord was raised from the dead, he was with his disciples for 40 days.
之后他就复活升天。
And afterwards, he ascended into heaven.
坐在父的宝座右边。
And seated himself at the right hand of God.
得荣耀，然后我们就看见呢在以弗所书那里告诉我们他升上高天掳掠了仇敌将各样的恩赐赏给人。
And as it says in Ephesians, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives and he gave gifts to men.
所以这一个 五千两、两千两、一千两呢，这里乃是讲到主所赐下来的这些恩赐。
And so these five talents, two talents, and one talent represents the gifts he has bestowed upon man.
而借着这些恩赐呢，他要在地上的仆人们呢，能够啊，按着他们所领受的恩赐来服侍。
And through receiving these gifts, these people can now serve with what they have.
那我们知道恩赐呢，乃是啊，圣灵随己意赐给个人的。
So we know that these gifts are provided through the Spirit as He wills.
所以啊，在这里我们看见有人的恩赐大，有人的恩赐小。
And so we see that some people have very large gifts, some people are little gifts.
但是恩赐主要的目的就是为了建造教会。
But the purpose of gifts is for the edification of the church.
而教会的恩赐呢，在圣经里面提到了许多。
And the gifts of the church are mentioned numerous times throughout the Bible.
基督身体的恩赐，比方讲，我们去看这个哥林多前书十二章的时候呢，那里讲到啊，有这个话语的恩赐，有医病的恩赐，有这个啊说方言的恩赐，有翻方言的恩赐，有安慰人，有信心等等。
And so when we look at the gifts of the body in 1 Corinthians 12, it speaks of, for example, the gifts of being able to speak, the gifts of healing, the gifts of speaking tongues and interpreting tongues, the gifts of comforting, and etc.
而这些目的呢，就是在其他的啊书信里面也给我们强调到呢，让我们借着这一些恩赐，我们能够发挥这一个恩赐来彼此建立，让基督的身体能够渐渐长大。
And it is very clear from that passage that all these different gifts are to be used to build each other up so that the body may grow.
所以我们啊，也从这个圣经里面看到呢，保罗在罗马书第八章那里也告诉我们说，我们啊，看我们要按着信心的大小呢，把自己看得合乎中道。然后接下来他就讲到许多的恩赐，所以呢，似乎那里就讲到，当我们来看这些恩赐在我们个人身上的时候，我们需要看得合乎中道。
And so in Romans it tells us that we ought not to look down on one another because each of us have been given this measure of faith, so we ought to serve faithfully with what we have.
这样的话呢，啊，这是一方面，然后呢，另外一方面呢，彼得在这个彼得前书那里也告诉我们，我们要啊做一个百般恩赐的好管家。换句话说，恩赐赐给我们，我们啊，当然彼得前书啊第四章九到十一节那里就讲到，我们啊在爱中做这个彼此能够饶恕啊，然后啊，因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪，然后接下来他就讲到我们在啊教会中要做百般恩赐的好管家。
And First Peter chapter 4, Peter speaks of us being good stewards who have these gifts. And verse 9 first talks about being hospitable to one another without complaint, having this love because we know that love covers a multitude of sins. And after having these gifts, to employ it in serving one another as good stewards.
所以我们就可以看见呢，在主啊讲这一个比喻的时候呢，啊，往后的这些使徒们，他们啊从主的 这一段话或者在其他福音书里面也同样讲到许多关于这个恩赐在教会中服侍的这些主的话呢，他们得着了更多的启示亮光，把这些话更多的解开告诉我们。
And so having these parables and then having the subsequent passages in the New Testament which speaks of being stewards of this grace and using these gifts gives future disciples further revelation of what these parables mean.
而当这些得着恩赐的人，当然就着属灵上来说呢，我们每一位蒙恩得救的人，我们都有主赐给我们的恩赐，可能有些人多，可是有些人少，但是都有。
And so everyone has received these gifts from the Lord, and some may have received more, and some may have received less, but everybody has received.
那主在这里告诉我们，我们需要能够忠心把我们的恩赐应用出来，然后在基督的身体里面我们彼此建立。
And so we ought to utilize these spiritual gifts to build each other up in Christ.
所以我们看到这里呢，有人领了5000银子的，有人领了2000似乎他们很忠心的去做买卖。我想这一个比喻呢，乃是用你得着的去把它发挥出来，让这一个你所得着的呢，带出建立教会的那一个果效，建立基督身体的果效呢，就是讲到这一个做买卖。
And so the one who had 5 talents and the one who had 2, we see that they faithfully went and traded with them. And it's like us today, for those who use their spiritual gifts to produce to edify the church and produce fruits of the body.
所以当主回来的时候呢，他们来到主的面前，他们说，主你所给我的，我又赚了5000或者是2000。这样的话，主就称赞他们是又良善又忠心的仆人。
And so when the master had come back to settle accounts, we see that the 2 slaves went to the master and said, "You entrusted these many talents to me. See, I have gained this many more." And they were regarded as good and faithful slaves.
主接下来又跟他们说呢我还要把许多的事派你们管理，你们可以进来享受主人的快乐。
And the master also tells them, "I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master."
所以很显然，当我们领受这些恩赐，在今生这一个年日当中，我们在那里服侍的时候，等到主第二次回来，在千年国度里面，主还要把更多的托付许多的事派我们去管理。
And so it is evident then that when we receive these gifts and we actually use them in our service and produce fruit, that when the Lord returns in His kingdom, He will put us in charge of many things.
而这里我们需要注意一点的就是说，当他们出去赚的时候去做买卖的时候呢，实在说来，我个人读这些话呢，觉得还不是单单的凭我们自己。
And so when we read that these slaves went out and traded with these talents, as I was reading it, I said that this was not by themselves.
主的恩典随时都与我们同在。
Because the grace of the Lord is always with us.
主的灵在前一段十个童女的比喻当中，我们怎样的生活会帮助我们来进入怎样的侍奉。
And just like the prior parable, the 10 virgins, how do we live in such a way where the Lord will can?
换句话说，当我们去应用主所赐给我们的恩赐的时候，我们是靠着圣灵的能力，靠着 这个膏油的管制，我们来侍奉神。
Or that is to say, we serve by relying on the Spirit and the anointing of the instruction.
所以啊，主就能够帮助我们啊，去赚那我们所该有的那一份。
So the Lord will be the one helping us to go and trade with these talents.
那主也在这里告诉我们呢，不要去羡慕别人的恩赐，也不要去啊看别人怎么样。当然啊，弟兄姊妹彼此在服侍我们，看到啊这些弟兄姊妹他们的殷勤，他们的努力呢，能够给我们带来很多的激发。
And so we know that the Lord also tells us to not be envious of each other's gifts, not to compare ourselves to one another, but as we faithfully serve one another and build each other up, to see the faithfulness in that.
那这样的话呢，我们重要的仍然是专注在仰望主，看主要我们所做的。
And so the emphasis here is to set our gaze on the Lord and focus on what He wants us to do.
很可惜的呢，这里有一千两个他没有专心的去做。
But unfortunately, there is one who has received the one talent who did not do faithfully what he ought to do.
他呢，在那里心呢就一直害怕。
Because this one had fear in his heart.
所以呢，他不敢啊，把他所得的这一份呢，靠着主的恩典去做买卖。
He added.Being afraid, he did not rely on the Lord's grace to trade at the talent.
所以他就把他所得的藏在地上呢，结果主回来的时候对他有许多的责备。
And so he took his talent and dug a hole in the ground and hid it. So when the master came back, the master was not pleased with him.
所以主在这里啊，他首先呢告诉主说他里面啊想到主是那一种啊非常严厉的人啊，没有种的地方还要收，没有善的地方还要聚敛。换句话说，好像也没有给我什么，你还要从我的身上要这么多回去，我真是害怕极了。
And this one slave thought of the master as someone as a hard man, reaping where he did not sow and gathering where he scattered no seed. In other words, where the slave felt like he did not receive much, yet was expected to do much.
那主啊，在这里呢，就告诉他说呢，那你最起码可以把我给你的这一份，虽然只有小小的一份。你放到这一个月换银钱的地方呢，将来等我回来的时候，你还可以赚一点点利息。
And so the master told him, then you ought to have put my money in a bank, and even if it's just a little, that when he comes back, at least he can receive the money with interest.
那这里许多解经的人告诉我们，这里月换银钱的呢，乃是指着啊教会说的啊，当我们教会在地上，我们在这里啊，成为主的见证。弟兄姊妹，把我们大部分的人，你我来说，我们都是属于这一个一千两的人啊，我们不是两千五千，但是我们能够把我们最啊，从主那里主怜悯我们给我们的这个恩典，我们在教会中服侍。
And so some people say that this bank represents the church because most of us we have only received one talent, but still we are able to use this one talent and at least serve in a church to build each other up.
这样，等到主回来的时候，啊，主不至于这样严厉的责罚我们。
And so when the Lord returns, he will not be displeased with what we have done.
我们也不至于羞愧在主面前至终啊，在黑暗里头哀哭切齿。
And also, we would not be ashamed and be thrown out into the utter darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以在主回来的时候，我们的生活，我们的侍奉都要在主面前。
So when the Lord returns, all of our service, all that we have done will be placed in front of him.
啊，来交代。
For him to measure.
那我想弟兄姊妹，我们常常会问一个问题。
So I think that brothers and sisters would often ask this question.
那我怎么知道我的恩赐在哪里呢？
How do I know what my gift is?
我以前啊，读到这些话的时候，我就问到说，那真的我的恩赐在哪里？
In the past, when I read these passages, I would think to myself, what is my gift? Where is it?
圣经上讲到每一位弟兄姊妹都有这个恩赐。
The Bible says that every brother and sister has a gift.
那我们有没有问自己，我的恩赐在哪里？我可以好好应用这个来服侍。
And so have we asked ourselves, what is our gift and how can I use it to serve?
我想要发现我们的恩赐呢，就着我在教会聚会这么也不是说很长，但是呢大概已经经过了30年左右啊。
And so in terms of recognizing what our gift is, speaking from personal experience, even though I haven't been in the church for a while, as I'm only approaching 30 years.
在过往的年日当中呢，我就慢慢体会到呢，当我们有一颗心愿意在教会里面服侍，哪怕是最小的服侍啊，比如说从一开头的时候我们做整洁啊、卫生啊，我们开车去接送年长的弟兄姊妹朋友啊，或者是不方便的人，一直到从这一个教主日学做招待啊，开始对教会的事有一些参与等等。
And so throughout the years I realized that one can start off small in service. For example, it might just be helping to clean the church or giving rides to people going to church, and then slowly that then becomes sort of teaching Sunday school or teaching Bible study and all these different fellowship groups.
当我们开始在那里接触这些服事，我们在聚会当中，在小的团契里面，我们有交通有服事的时候，主就会慢慢把那一个恩赐呢，在我们的心中慢慢显明出来。
Because as we engage more and more in service and get more exposure, the Lord will slowly reveal to us what the gift is in our hearts.
还有另外一面呢，我个人也深深体会呢，当我们在追求主的路上，我们的生命慢慢成熟长大的时候呢，我们对于主好像给我的那一份呢，我们也会有更多的认识。
And also from personal experience, I realized that as we slowly grow in this new life, that as we continue to grow, more will also be revealed to us.
你比方讲呢，我用一个比较属实的这个例子来说。
And so I'll also use an example to illustrate this.
Yeah. 当我在念大学的时候呢，我念的科系呢，其实我不是很喜欢。
So when I was studying at university, the course that I took, I actually wasn't very interested in.
My major.
Oh, my major.
那可是呢，当我在那里修许多的课的时候呢，突然间有一门课呢，那个老师对我们特别好，然后呢，我就开始花时间在这上面。
But there was one course where the professor was really good to me, and so when I paid attention in that class,
这一门课呢是我大一也就开始上了，那一门课叫做 Fortran Programming.
and this was a class I took during my freshman year. It was called Fortran Programming.
那个是一个 programming language， 你们年轻的一代大概没有听过。
And it was a programming language that younger people today probably never heard of.
因为我们那时候呢 ，programming 是要打在卡片上面的。
Because back in the day, programming was done on a piece of card.
然后呢，你一个 program， 你可能打这一大叠的 的卡片。
And so when you program something, you would write out this huge code on this card.
然后呢，你把那一串的卡片呢，你还要骑着脚踏车送到电脑中心，然后电脑中心排队呢，他把你的卡片一叠一叠的放进去，然后 scan through 你的 program 才能够进到电脑。
Oh, and so these discs, they would collect a bunch of discs, and then you would have to ride your bicycle over to the computer center.And then wait in line to give someone these discs to feed into the computer.
那有时候骑在路上着急的时候，卡片掉到地上了，那你可惨了，你要花一个钟头把你的卡片重新收 out.
And so sometimes during the delivery, as you're riding your bicycle, your disc may fall out, and that would be the most unfortunate because you would then need to spend an hour reordering everything.
但是就是这样呢，我就慢慢的发觉。哦，我原来我的兴趣在 programming 这上面。
But through this experience, I learned that I actually had a genuine interest in programming.
40年过来了。
And it's been 40 years.
我到现在我还是很喜欢 programming.
Even to this day, I still very much enjoy programming.
所以我还能够坚持做下来。
So that's why I've been able to endure and keep.
我看到我很多同学做了一半都已经转行了。
I saw that half of my class, who were in programming left that field.
这个例子呢，稍微的可以让我们提到，当你开始发觉你里面主给你的那一份的时候呢，他会给你恩典，他会给你啊那一个能力呢，把它发挥出来。
And so this example.Hopefully shows that when the Lord reveals to us what is our gift, by His grace, we are able to use it more and more.
所以我们鼓励弟兄姊妹尽量能够参与服事，慢慢的你就能够发现啊，你的主所给你的那一份，你就按着那一份在教会中服事。帮助其他的人。
So we encourage brothers and sisters to engage in service, and when the Lord reveals to you where your gift is, then you will be able to utilize it.
但是我们去读这个路加福音啊十九章的时候，
But when we read Luke 19,
请弟兄姊妹啊翻开路加福音十九章，我们。看这个十一节开始一直到二十七节呢，我们就看见啊，它里面有一些的不同。
If our sisters can turn to Luke 19 and we look at this passage from verses 11 to 27, we'll see that there are a few differences.
他那里呢就开始讲到呢啊，有一个贵胄啊，就是一个 prince 或者说一个王呢。他要往远方去了，当然这也是预表我们的主。
And so in this parable, there is a nobleman or some, or just a prince or a king, someone of royalty who went to a distant country, and this represents our Lord.
而这里呢，他把他十个仆人都叫来。
And here he called 10 of his slaves.
而这十个仆人呢，给他们十锭银子呢，一个人一锭，都是一样，大家没有分别。
And to these 10 slaves, he gave each of them one mina, so in total 10 minas to 10 slaves, and everyone received the same.
并且呢，啊，叫他们要去做生意，一直到等主回来。
And he tells them to do business with this until I come back.
那这个故事就讲到。有一个人呢，他有一个仆人，他拿着这一锭，他就去赚了十锭。
And so, and here one slave with one mina made 10 minas more.
另外一个呢，他赚了五锭。
And another one made 5 minas.
换句话说，一个赚了十倍，一个赚了五倍。
In other words, one made 10 times and one made 5 times.
然后同样的事发生呢，那个有一个人啊，或者是有一些其他的人，他们就把银子藏起来。
And a similar thing happened here where one or perhaps multiple who had one mina each, they kept them away in a handkerchief.
那我们先来看一下这个银子这里所讲的一锭啊代表什么。
So let's take a look at what this one mina represents.
那里呢告诉我们乃是我们每一个人从主那里都有得着同样的生命，并且生命所给我们的恩典。
This shows that each of us have received the same life and also received the same grace in this life.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，从主那里得着的都是一样的。
Because all of us who have been saved by grace, we have received the same thing.
但是主呢，却让我们看见呢，有人他因着他所领受的啊，他能够去赚到十倍。
And we see here that there is one because of what he has received, was able to make 10 times as much.
我们去看马太福音的时候呢，我们看到五千的也不过是赚五千，换句话说他只能够赚一倍回来。
In Matthew 25, we saw that the one who had 5 talents merely made 5 talents more. In other words, just doubled his original amount.
而这里有一个他愿意摆上自己忠心的去服侍，他可以赚十倍回来。
But in Luke, we see that there is one who was willing to offer himself up faithfully and make 10 times as much with this one mina.
前面所讲的乃是讲到主他这一方面做的，他给五千给人，给两千给人，给一千给人。就是前面就是这个马太福音那里所讲的，主要是强调主所给的。
So in Matthew, the emphasis was on what the Lord had given to the slaves, which is his 5 talents, his 2 talents, his 1 talent.
而这里所说的呢，乃是主要强调是我们这一面每一个领受恩典的人，我们都一样的，但是人有我们该尽的本分。有些人靠着主的恩典，他能够竭力的忠心服侍，他可以赚到十倍。
But here the emphasis in Luke is that we have received the same thing, and now by our measure of faith, what we do with our faith, how do we serve the Lord and make however many times as much?
而这里告诉我们为什么他可以达到这个十倍。所赚到的这一个。
And how was this one able to make 10 times as much?
一开始他就讲到每一个人都是给一样的。
In the beginning, it says that each person, each slave received the same thing.
我们得到同样的生命。
We have received the same life.
当我们开始更多的去追求生命的成长的时候，
And as we pursue the growth of this life,
借着我们生命的成长，我们生命的度量慢慢的扩大，慢慢的丰富。
That as we grow in this life, the scope of this life continues to expand.
生命的成长是无限量，因为我们的主是无限的。
And there is this unlimitedness of this life because our Lord is unlimited.
甚至到我们年老不能动的时候，肉体一天日渐朽坏，但是我们的灵里
一天仍然可以心思一天。
And even when we reach old age, our bodily flesh may fail us, but our inner man, this new life, is being renewed day by day.
所以我们就可以看见这个生命呢，实在是啊，里面有这个属天神圣的能力，扩大我们，丰富我们。而主在这里就是要强调说，当我们能够应用这一个生命按着我们的度量我们去侍奉的时候，我们所做买卖得着的比恩赐来得更大。
And so the Lord emphasizes here that when we truly live out this new life in us, as we continue to grow and serve according to this new life, then thisa reward is different than the one we receive based on how much gifts we have been given.
所以这是路加福音所要强调的点。当然其他的点呢，似乎很多地方跟马太福音是讲的是一样，主回来，主仍然要看我们是不是有忠心。
And so these are the key differences between Luke and Matthew, and you know, the other parts of the parable are similar in the sense where the Lord had left, now has come back, and we each need to give our own account.
我想这个点呢，我们也可以举一个例子。
And so on this point, we can also use an example.
我们在教会当中，我们彼此做肢体。
As we are in the church, we are all a different member of the body.
那有时候我们很自然看到某一个弟兄姊妹他生病了，他家里还有孩子甚至还有年长的父母需要去帮助他。
And so we might see that a brother or sister has become ill and they also have children to raise and older parents to take care of.
那我们在这个基督身体的里面，我们自然有这个生命的感觉。
And so, as we are all members of the same body, we all have this common experience.
那当弟兄姊妹愿意去帮忙、去看望、去勉励的时候
，And so when brothers and sisters are willing to help and to visit and to encourage,
一方面来说，我们也可以说我们应用恩赐。
On one hand, you could say that we are using our gifts.
确实有一些主在教会中特别的恩赐去帮助。
And indeed, there are some very special gifts that the Lord has given in this way.
但是更多的是弟兄姊妹在生命里面，我们自然而然的去帮助。
But more so, it is brothers and sisters relying on this common life to help each other.
当然我们生命度量小，我们还年幼的时候，我们可能做一些比较物质上的帮助，比如说带点菜啊，帮他们接种一下孩子或者是带着年长的父母帮他去带到去看医生等等。
And so for those who do not have yet a grand scope of this life yet, they may rely on specific types of physical actions to help, for example, to deliver groceries or help car their children to school or send their parents to visit doctors.
所以这个是在生命的里面发挥出来的。
And so this is all a demonstration of the life.
但是当我们的生命如果更多的成熟老练的时候
But when we continue to grow in this life and it becomes more and more mature,
我们更多能够在灵里面来帮助这些需要得帮助得安慰的人
Then we can then see that people help each other in the spirit.
我们能够运用主所给我们的话，应用圣经的真理，更多的来帮助这些需要帮助的弟兄姊妹。
We can use the word that we have received from the Lord to encourage and help brothers and sisters.
所以看到没有，弟兄姊妹，在这个基督的身体里头，在这个生命的里面，我们可以 更多的应用在生命里面的服事。
So brothers and sisters, do you see that in Christ, in this life, that we are able to do more of this service in the Spirit?
而我们看见了许多我们生活上所遭遇的难处，很多背后都有一些属灵的原则。
And when we encounter difficulties in life, there usually is a spiritual principle behind it.
当我们属灵生命更多长大的时候，我们容易看见这个需要帮助的或者教会所面对的问题，不单单只是我们外表所看见的。
And so as we become more spiritually mature, we will see that, that one's issue or maybe the problem that the church is currently facing, that there's a greater spiritual meaning behind it.
而我们能够看见那个背后的属灵的征战也好，或者是主在这个时候所要带领我们该往何处，往哪一个方向往前去等等，只有在我们生命老练的人身上慢慢的能够看出这一些，然后借着他发表出来帮助个人也好，教会团体也是一样。
And it is only the spiritually mature who can see the actual spiritual warfare that takes place behind the scenes and have an understanding from the Lord as to what direction to go to so that they can ultimately truly help either the single person or the corporate body.
但是不要忘记，就是说，我们不是说不要去看重恩赐，而是要说，其实在圣经的里面，当我们去开始读保罗的书信、彼得的书信等等，他们一面仍然强调恩赐但是也告诉我们，借着我们该所已经得到的恩赐，我们需要建立我们属灵生命不断的往前长大。
And so I'm not saying to discount the importance of spiritual gifts, but you can see throughout Peter's and Paul's epistles that as we employ these gifts and utilize these gifts, we are ought to also grow in the spiritual life.
所以当我们的生命属灵度量越多的加深的时候，我们所真正能够带给人帮助的那一个就是更深更广。
And so as we continue to grow in the spiritual life, then the service, the way we serve our sisters can also become more effective.
这里就是这里所说的为什么会有人赚了十倍并且主呢告诉他说，你在这些小事上忠心，将来你可以管理十座城。
And that's why we see here that some people made 10 times minus, some less than that, and why one who made 10 minus was able to be an authority over 10 cities.
而且有人管五座城，当然也有两座、三座等等，根据你生命追求的大小，你的侍奉主将来要叫我们得奖赏。
And there are some who are in authority over 5 cities, 2 cities, so we see here that these are all dependent on how much one has striven in this spiritual life.
所以讲到这一个我们还有几个点呢，特别在这一个属灵生命的追求上，有关于侍奉这一方面呢，我们根据主的话还有一些点我们需要彼此提醒。
And so there are some other points and reminders I would like to visit in scripture to continue expounding on this point of this pursuit of spiritual growth.
保罗在他的书信里面特别强调了一个服事主的人呢，要按着神的旨意来服事。
So, Paul emphasizes that when we serve, we need to serve according to the will of God.
并且呢，要有忠心。
And also that we need to be trustworthy.
保罗在提摩太前书呢，后书第二章第五节那里讲到在场
上比武的呢，如果不按着规矩呢，就不能得冠冕。
So in 2 Timothy chapter 2, there it talks about that when one competes in a race, he needs to compete according to the rules.
在场上比武的呢，如果你不是按着这个比赛的规矩呢，你就要被判出局了。
And because the one who competes as an athlete, if they don't compete according to the rules, they can't win the prize.
你知道在这个奥林匹克比赛当中呢，很多人在比赛的时候，他们得了冠军，而且呢还打破世界纪录。
And we see in the Olympics that there are certain athletes when they compete, they break records and win the gold medal.
结果呢，后来发现他们吃了禁药。
But then afterwards, it was discovered that they had taken steroids.
结果他们就失去这一个资格了。
And so they lose that prize.
同样的，我们在神的家中服事的时候。
And so similarly, when we serve in the house of God.
我们把主所托付的给我们
When we have,
我们去领受主所托付的比如说我们传福音我们主把这个恩典赐给我们我们好好的用心去传福音盼望人都能够得救
And so when we receive the gift that the Lord bestows on us, for example, perhaps the gift of evangelism, and we go out and share the gospel.
但是我们不能够去扭曲那个福音目的是要叫人来相信。
But we cannot twist the gospel, and cause people to believe in a different thing.
甚至传福音传到一个地步呢，把神是这一位公义圣洁的神，需要把他的儿子钉死在十字架上，为人流血舍命，因为是人的罪所带来的缘故。我们把这些都忘记也不讲了。
Or when you change the gospel to a point where you completely ignore the fact that we were sinners and that the Lord had to come and die on a cross to save us.
而只讲到爱，只讲到甚至用许多成功神学，甚至只讲到你信主有得什么好处等等，就专门只讲这一些，然后巴不得人家赶快信主。
And you sugarcoat the gospel to the point where you only talk about things like love or.Prosperity and fortune in an effort to just get people to believe.
也不让人看到自己是个罪人，我们何等需要蒙主的恩典悔改，真心的来归向主。
And these people you share the gospel with did not come to an understanding that they themselves were sinners and needed to confess and repent and come back to the Lord.
这样的话不算数
because this is not according to the rules.
有一个弟兄讲得很好，我们在一切的服事上，我们不仅要达到主所要的目的。
And there's a brother who shared this really well that when it comes to all services, it's not only important to reach the purpose of the service.
我们所经过的每一个过程都要按主的心意而行。
But throughout the entire process of this service, that we need to do it according to the way that's pleasing to the Father.
否则的话，主对我们很严厉的，他说你是一个作恶的人。
Otherwise, the Lord will be very harsh against us and say that we are one who participate in evil.
我们如果去读马太福音第七章的时候
Because when we read Matthew chapter 7
也许我们可以一起看一下彼此大家对这件事情能够更知道主他的心意是何等的要求
And perhaps you can take a look at this together in Matthew 7 to get a greater understanding of what the Lord desires.
我们从21节看到23节。
Let's read verses 21 to 23.
他说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国啊，唯独称唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
这一般人并不是没有得救的人。
These people are people who are saved.
他们也有许多大的恩赐。
And they also have many spiritual gifts.
他们靠着这些恩赐做了许多所谓的圣功。
And they use these gifts to do a lot of things that seem to be holy.
然后主说，我从来不认识你们。
But the Lord says, I never knew you.
更好的翻译说，我不晓得你们所做的这一切。
Or another way to say is, I don't recognize the work that you have done.
然后主说，你们这些作恶的人，你们离开我吧。
And he says, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
这里进天国乃是指着国度将来千年国度的疆场。
And this reward speaks of this reward that we shall receive when the millennium kingdom comes.
所以我们知道主的心意，主不仅明白我们要服侍，但是在这些服侍的过程当中，我们不能不留意，主更要我们按着遵行天父的旨意而行。
So the Lord wants us to serve, but more importantly, to serve according to the Father's will.
另外一个主告诉我们，服侍主的人，我们一定要有忠心。
And so when we serve the Lord, we also need to serve with faithfulness.
我们首先认识我们服侍的是主自己。
We first need to recognize that the one we are serving is the Lord Himself.
忠心乃是对于这一位信实的主，我们按着他所托付的，不管事情的大小，既然托付给我，我就忠心的把它做好。
And serving faithfully entails that no matter whether it's a large matter or a small matter that the Lord has called me to do, that I do it faithfully.
然后最后一点呢，就是讲到我们这一个服侍的人呢，要追求保守我们自己是一个贵重的器皿。
And also that when we serve, we need to serve in a way that we can be viewed as an honorable vessel.
在保罗对着提摩太在提摩太后书第二章那一段话呢，我想我们也可以稍微看一下。
Now we can take a look together at this passage in 2 Timothy chapter 2.
在提摩太后书二章十九到二十一节。
We can take a look at verses 19 to 21.
保罗说呢，在大户人家不但有金器、银器、木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
So verse 20, now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor.
这个贵重跟卑贱的器皿呢，不是讲到我们所得恩赐。绝对不是的。
So these vessels are not speaking of our gifts.
这里接下来我们就马上看见，但是我们需要注意一下，他讲到贵重的器皿是指着金器、银器， 然后卑贱的器皿是木器瓦器是属地的金器银器是一个属天的生命丰富的、yeah.
And so these vessels for honor is referring to the gold and silver vessels and the ones for dishonor are referring to wood and of earthenware because the gold and silver vessels these are used for to demonstrate honor to God
所以二十一节他接下来马上讲到人如果自洁脱离卑贱的事呢就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事
And so verse 21 says Therefore if anyone cleanses himself from these things he will be a vessel for honor sanctified useful to a master prepared for every good work
所以保罗在这里勉励我们勉励提摩太告诉我们我们如果能够自洁就是把自己分别出来归给神脱离这一些卑贱的事卑贱的事不一定是去犯罪、哦、如果原文的意思就是说你能够脱离这些属地的纠缠我们心思意念不是一天到晚只是想到地上的这些事情而能够常常把自己分别出来归给神我是属神的我在地上有地上该尽的本分有我地上的需要我去做这些啊该做的事情但是我的心不受这些所霸占我的心是把自己分别出来归给神很多不该做的事情我与这些有分别
And so here, when it talks about cleansing ourselves and sanctifying and consecrating ourselves, it's not just talking about not sinning, but it's talking about where does our heart truly lie. For example, we may be engaged in daily work on earth, but we are not controlled by the things of the earth, but rather our focus is on the heavenly things.
这样，他说，我们就能够成为贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用。主就能够用我们当我们越把自己交托给主主就会在各样事上使用我们然后行他所预备的善事善事我们都知道是神旨意的事
And only then can we be a vessel for honor sanctified useful to the master prepared for every good work and this is when the Lord willwant to involve us in all of his work and we know that when it says good work here it means the will of things of the will of God
所以但愿这些勉励的话能够更多的提醒我们
so may these words of exhortation continue to move us
但是不管怎么样我们都要看到一切都是神的恩典
but no matter what we need to recognize that all of this is the grace of God
我想呢我们读最后一段经文然后我们就可以结束
So let's just read one final passage of scripture before we conclude
保罗呢在哥林多前书第十五章那里就讲到这一个
Paul says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15
第九节到第十节
Verse 9 to 10
他说我原是使徒中最小的不配称为使徒因为我从前逼迫神的教会
For I am the least of the apostles and not fit to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God
然而我今日成了何等的人是蒙神的恩才成的
But by the grace of God I am what I am
保罗记得神特别的怜悯借着主耶稣基督在大马色路上怎样对他荣耀的显现
Paul remembers the mercies of God and how the Lord gloriously revealed himself to Paul on the road to Damascus
并且拯救了他
and saved him
而且接下来他说并且他所赐的恩不是徒然的我比众使徒格外劳苦这原不是我乃是神的恩与我同在
And Paul says, And his grace toward me did not prove vain, but I labored even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me.
所以保罗更多认识到呢，神这样拯救的恩典临到他，他知道这一个恩典在他这一面有他当尽的本分，所以他不让这一个拯救他的恩典突然的过去。
And so we see that when Paul recognized that he has received this saving grace, he did not dare let this grace toward him prove vain.
所以他不断地追求，格外的劳苦。
So he pursued with all that he had and labored even more.
在腓立比书第二、第三章我们最近读的，我们就看到他内心那一个属灵的追求。
And so we see, as some of us have been reading recently in Philippians chapter 3, things that he pursued, this goal of life that he had.
那一个劳苦为着众教会。
That labor that he endured for the sake of the church.
然而他在这里说，不是我，乃是神的恩典与他同在。
But he said here, yet not I, but the grace of God with me.
我想巴不得这就是我们的态度。
So may this also be your attitude.
我们今天能够追求，我们能够服侍，不仅神一开头把恩典给我们，他的恩典随时都与我们同在。
The fact that today we can pursue God and serve Him, it is because His grace has been given to us and His grace is with us.
并且保罗的话勉励我们，我们需要有我们人该尽的本分，我们竭力的追求，像他一样，主若愿意，我们也能够格外的劳苦来服侍。
And so, with this grace of God, may we also, make it our aim to serve Him, according to this grace.And labor through even whatever hardship may come our way.
将来主我们一同在主面前基督台前的时候，主能够称许我们每一位说，你这又忠心又有见识良善的仆人。
And so by doing this, that one day when we appear before Christ and show Him what we have done, that He may call us you good, faithful, and wise servant.
好，我们就结束在这里，请再有一点祷告。
So this will conclude the sharing. Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，但愿你的话真是给我们里面再有一点的激励、启示和亮光。
Lord, indeed, the word that you have given to us, may you shed even more light and revelation in our hearts.
让我们在跟随你的路上，我们能够彼此勉励，也彼此靠着你的恩典，我们一同建立。
So as we continue to seek you, that we may encourage one another and build each other up.
在主回来还有一点点的时候，我们都能够在这里尽心竭力彼此服侍，彼此洗脚，我们一同叫基督的身体在这里能够更多的被彰显。
And so as in the days that we are waiting for your return, that we may continue to serve one another and wash each other's feet, so that your life may be exemplified.
特别在这黑暗弯曲悖逆的时代，能够把耶稣基督的荣耀在这里彰显。
Especially in this dark, wicked and perverse generation, that we may show forth the glory of Christ.
我们把这些话都交托在恩主的手中，愿你亲自做工在我们的身上。
Indeed, we want to raise up this word you have given us into your gracious hands, that you may do your work in us.
愿你的名得荣耀，我们把一切感谢敬拜都归给你。
May your name be glorified. We give you all of our honor and worship.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord's name.
Amen. Amen.